Begin, and I want to start with perhaps one of his biggest chidushim, something that when you start reading through his perish on Chumash, the Netziv, by the way, in Volozhin gave a shir on Chumash. He gave, I believe it was a daily shir, but certainly on Fridays. I don't remember if it was daily or if it was just on Fridays. But the Netziv gave a shir on Chumash. For those of you who are questioning whether they should join the Tanakh, the newly instituted Tanakh program here in Shalavim, so you should know that in Volozhin there was a Tanakh shir given by none other than the Netziv. Yeah. Yes, that is correct. So, let us begin. And I want to, perhaps, this is a theme that runs through all of his parish on Sefer Bereishis regarding the Avos. We are in Bereishis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Says the Netziv on the bottom of the parish, Hamik Dover. Achein omer lecha klal, tovin oso b'chol pashios ha-boz b'sefer ha-yosher shel Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. I am now going to reveal to you a klal, which is something which you're going to find throughout the entire Sefer HaYosher of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a title that he uses for Bereishis that we're going to return to. Shebala lamdenu koach shlosha amudei hashkacha apratis. That Sefer Bereishis comes to teach us the three primary principles of how we're zochet hashkacha apratis: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. When a person uses one of these three avenues, Torah, Avoda, also Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim, these are the ways that we are able to connect to Hashem's special Hashkacha. The Kol Echad Mehem, and in each of the Avos, is a Segula L'Hashkacha Pratis Echad, or all three of the, not the Avos, but these three foundational ideas, Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, all, each one of them is a specific Segula for Hashkacha. Torah is Nikrei Scheref. The Torah we refer to as Scheref. Chagur Char B'chal Yerech, Pasuk says. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Daf Samach, Hahu B'divrei Torah K'sif. This Pasuk is referring to Torah. The Cherev is for Torah. V'hu Bolios Kli Milchama L'Nosa Av. And it serves as a weapon for he who is holding the sword. Neged kol minei milchama, and it's useful in all types of battle. Hein milchemes tenufa, whether it's real battle, milchemes tenufa, like raised up hands, charge, real battle. Milchemes yetzer hara, o milchemes cholayim, or against sickness. Torah is a way that we use to combat the yetzer hara, to combat in real war. It's how we succeed in war. That's number one. Number two, avoda. What is avoda? What is avoda a? What can avoda be used for in order to connect to hashkacha in a certain realm? While Torah gave us in the realm of war success and hashkacha, avoda gives us hashkacha in the realm of parnasa. And gemilas chasadim, notzer shalom. Gemilas chasadim is able to create shalom. Me'ata, next column. Yesh l'das od. Ta'af agav she'avos shloshtam asku b'shalosha amudei hashkacha ilu. Even though all three of the avos were obviously involved in all three of these things, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Mikol makom kol echad mehem hitztayin b'omer echad. But each of them was mitsuyan. He excelled in one of these three. Now, you're sitting here saying like, why is he reading this? We know this. Avraham is all about Chesed, Yitzchak's all about Avoda, and Yaakov's all about Torah, right? Take a look what the Netziv says. Avraham b'Torah. Avraham is the Omer HaTorah. Shu HaRishon Shahachel Yos Omel B'Shkei Dasa. He was the first one to learn Torah, as the Pasuk says, V'Yishmor Mishmarti. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says explicitly that there are 2,000 years of Torah. And when did those start? With Avraham Avinu. Avraham is the Degel of Torah. Yitzchak Hitztayin B'Avodah. Yitzchak is our Omer HaAvodah. And Yaakov Hitztayin B'Gemilas Chasadim. L'mal Miteva Adam. And Yaakov was Mr. Gemilas Chasadim. Now you're wondering, what? What's he talking about? This is the opposite of what I thought. So you'll look, in between, I skipped. He has Gemaras and Chazals to support what he's going to say. Right here by Yaakov, all he says is Kumo ofen shmiras tzon lavan. Ve'od yivuar b'mekomo. And as you continue through all the parshios of Yaakov, if this is something that is interesting you, so next year when you come through, I mean you could do it before then, but certainly next year when we come to the cycle of the parshios of Bereishis, so perhaps learn it next year with the parish of HaMikdavar. And you'll see throughout the stories of Yaakov, he constantly points out Yaakov's chesed. And therefore, he had special hashkacha that around him, surrounding him, was shalom. The Chazal Rov is Bonanu al Kolzeh. And they said in Tzachim, and now I'm going to tell you outside, the Gemara says that all three of the others referred to Har Abayis differently. Avram referred to it as a har, as a mountain. Why? Because as the Netziv quotes Pesukim, and the Netziv can quote easily from all over Tanakh, the Netziv quotes Pesukim for us that har is representative of battle. The har is like the higher position. The one who's up on the har is the one with the better position in battle. Avram referred to the Beis HaMikdash as a har. Why? Because he knew the Beis HaMikdash was a place where Klai Yisrael would draw a tremendous kochos and hashkacha from, and he primarily saw that as the source for our nitzachon in milchama. Yitzchak referred to it as what? As a sadeh. Because Yitzchak saw the Beis HaMikdash as our source for hashkacha in what realm? Parnasa. Symbolized by what? The field. And Yaakov referred to it as a bias. Because the bias is the makom of shalom. The bias, when the family's together in the house, a house is a place that unites people. A bias is shalom. And this is why each of the avos referred to it, to the Beis HaMikdash, in these different ways. In fact, we're told, Mikel Avicha B'Azreka, when during in the very end of Sefer Bereishis, so Yosef is referred to, it's not here on the source sheet, Yosef is said, it's said about Yosef, Mikel Avicha B'Azreka, and the Netziv comments there, that what does that mean, Mikel Avicha? Yosef's koach comes from who? From his father. What do you mean Yosef's koach comes from his father? That Yosef was eventually able to be zoche, to shalom with his brothers through what koach? Through his koach of chesed. Because perhaps he was the mashpir, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, right? The Medrash says there are two tzaddikim, Noach and Yosef. Why? What's the common denominator between the two of them? They both provided for others. That's why the two of them are referred to as tzaddik. Yosef ha-tzaddik and Noach ish tzaddik. Because they provided for others. And because of his chesed that Yosef did, he was zoche to all of his gedula. Mekel avicha! It came from the koach of your father. Meaning not from the koach of Avram, of Torah. Not from the koach of Yitzchak, of Avoda. Where did Yaakov's koach come from? From Shalom. From Gemilas Chasadim, which is Notzer Shalom. This the Netziv tells us, if you look on the source sheet in Bereishis, Perek Chav Ches, here in the Harchev Dover, where he's Marchev on certain things that he was Ma'amik in. Yeah? In the Hamik Dover. Sounds good, right? So, what does he tell us? V'zeh Shara Shamayim, right in the middle of the underlines. Im Amar Pesach, Hayamashal Shenichnasim Bo Anashim Miyuchadim. Why does Yaakov say about the Mokam HaMikdash that this is the Shara HaShamayim? Why doesn't he say it's the Pesach HaShamayim? So the Tziv tells us because Pesach implies, a small opening. And it would only be an opening for the Tzaddikim. Mashain came B'Amru Shar. But when he says a gate, it's Moshu Patuach L'Kol Adam. It's big, it's large. A gate is large. A doorway is small. Yaakov refers to the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, as the Shar HaShamayim, because it's a broad opening. The entrance to Shamayim is open to many, many people, not just to a small few. Why? Shehashkacha l'milchama yuchedes l'hogei Torah. To have real success in Torah, in milchama, you need to be really mitsuyan in Torah. L'parnasa bali avoda. You want to really be successful in parnasa? You want to be a successful businessman one day? You got to really get down avoda down. Hain work, hain tefillah. Aval shalom, but the midah of shalom, the bali gemilas chasadim. V'zeh shar mefulash. This is an open gate. You might not be the biggest Talmud Chacham. You might not know how to daven with the deepest kavanas, but everybody can do chesed. Chesed is something that is shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody can do chesed. Afilu gam umos olam. Even the goyim. They might not have shaychus to Torah. They might not have shaychus to tefillah. But to gemilas chasadim, even they can do also gemilas chasadim. And the door, the entrance to Shamayim is pasuach to them also. And this is why it's so significant that Yaakov Avinu is the Av of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, the name of Klal Yisrael, comes from Yaakov. Yaakov opened for Klal Yisrael the tremendous gate to Shamayim. Through what avenue? Through the avenue of Gemilas Chasadim. And this is why Shalom is such an important concept for us as Jews. This is something, as you see, it's foundational, it's part of the essence of the Avos. And it's the Midah that Yaakov was really bequeathing to us. Is this ability to bring Shalom to the world. He says at the end that this is a Midah that Klal Yisrael should really grab hold of in Golos. In Golos, we shouldn't all the time, when we're in foreign countries, when we're downtrodden, when we need the Koach of Yaakov, who we know that Yaakov was Mesakein Mariv. Why? Because Yaakov's the Koach to survive in the night. In Golos, when things aren't so clear, when things aren't going so great, Yaakov gives us the Koach at night. In the Golos, he says that in Golos we should try to make sure that we seek out peace. And this was always the protocol, that the Jews throughout their Goluses, they didn't rebel, they weren't fighters in general. We have extreme examples in history. But in general, they tried to always placate, they tried to bribe, they tried to figure out ways to make peace in diplomatic ways as opposed to war. This is not a political statement about what we should be doing nowadays. But this is what the Netziv tells us is something that we should be, that Klal Yisrael always did in the Golos. In fact, in Bamidbar, when Bilam is seeing his end, Tomos Nafshi Mos Yesharim, Bilam desires to die the death of Yesharim. And who are the Yesharim? We already said, Sefer HaYashar, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bilam says, oh, if only I can die the death of the Yesharim. And Bilam, in his final hours, he saw the chesed of Klal Yisrael, and he realized this is something that he as a guy was shayach to. He might not have been shayach, he was so impressed. Matovu Alecha Yaakov. He saw Klal Yisrael, he wasn't shayach to their Torah, he wasn't shayach to their tefillah, but what was he shayach to? Their gemilas chasadim. And therefore he says, and this the Netziv says also in his parish, in Bamidbar, Chaf Gimel, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Tomos Nafshi Mos Yesharim, that he desires to die the death of Yesharim, because he realized before it was too late, he wanted to try to take in some of this Gemilas Chesed that the Goyim are also shayach to. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer on Chesed called Avos Chesed. One of his haskamas for the sefer is from the Netziv. So in the Netziv's haskama, he returns to this idea of Chesed, and look at what he says in the very beginning of the haskama. Emes klal gemilas chesedim ukiyam olam. Really, Chesed is kiyam of all the world. It's the basis of the world. Ukedichsiv olam Chesed yibaneh. The world was built on Chesed. V'chovas ha'adam v'zehu tzuraso. It's an obligation on everybody, and it's man's tzura. It's man's essence. It's part of who you are. It's your makeup to be a Baal Chesed. U'mishum hachi gam umas ha'olam mitzuvim al gemilas chasadim. And that's why even the goyim are commanded in Chesed, because it's part of the etzem definition of what it means to be a human being. He says in the brackets, are you going to tell me it's not one of the Shem Mitzvot B'nei Noach? It's okay because it's Kumbese. He deals with that problem. Gemilas Chasadim is a mitzvah on all of humanity. And then he tells us, U'mishum hachi nischayvu anshei Sodom kliya. And it's for this reason that the people of Sodom were deserving of punishment, and they were decimated and destroyed. B'shvil shelo hechziku yad ani ve'evyon v'shchisu tzuras adam. Why were they punished? Because they ruined, they destroyed, they obliterated the tzuras adam. They denied their own humanity. It's amazing chiddush that Netziv is telling us. There was no tzivoy to the people in stone that they have to be balei chesed, but they needed to be destroyed, because by them defaulting on chesed, they were defaulting on the etzem definition of what it means to be a human being. And then he tells us that Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are musharin b'teva al zeh. We realize that inside us, it's part of our, not only are we mechuyev to do it, but it's part of our DNA, that we will do it. As we're told in Gemara Yevamos, that Klal Yisrael are Baishanim, Rachmanim, Gomei Chasadim, And then he goes on to tell us in the Hemshech of the Askam that the reason why then, well, he asks, and why do you need to have all these psukim that speak about chesed? Isn't it obvious? Why do you need to be mitzavek Klal Yisrael and chesed? Isn't this part of the definition of a Jew that he's a Baal chesed? So why do we have mitzvos in the Torah? Why do we have to tell somebody kibud av v'aim? So he says, because a Jew is mechuyev to do kibud av v'aim, not because it's part of who he is, but because in the highest level, because Hashem commanded him to do it. And he goes on and he speaks about how goyim are obviously chayev in gemilas chesed and in kibud av v'aim like David ben Nesina. This is the Netziv's Hakdama to the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Avos Chesed. And again here we see that Chesed, the central focus of Chesed in the Netziv's writings and in Judaism, because the Netziv is just bringing us pure, unadulterated, authentic Judaism, and also this very important and beautiful idea about the role of the Goyim in terms of Chesed. He says for this reason, this is why the Brisi Shalom of Pinchas is so crucial. But Pinchas stood up and did a tremendously heroic act. And he killed in the name of God. But, as the Netziv writes in his Perish, that the act of murder, even when done for the right reasons, can affect the soul in a negative way. And especially if there's any shemetz, a tiny shemetz of lo lishma there, it can affect the soul in a negative way. So comes along Hashem, and how does He respond to the murder or the killing that's acted out by Pinchas? Hashem blesses him with what? A brisi shalom. You did an act that might distance from your soul, shalom, so I'm going to give you a special blessing of shalom to make up for any possible leakage of shalom that might have happened when you did this act. It says a similar thing in Netziv. In Devarim Yud Gimel, Yud Ches, where the Pasuk tells us about Ir Nidachas, after you kill everybody, you're going to take the whole city and kill everybody. The Pasuk says, V'nosam l'cha rachamim v'richamcha. V'richamcha, Pasuk tells us. What do you mean I'm going to give you rachamim? Says the Netziv, because perhaps you might be concerned that the act of killing out the people is going to dull me to mercy. So Hashem says, don't worry, if you carry out this act for my sake, I will give you an extra charge of rachamim, to make sure that it doesn't affect who you are. This is one very beautiful idea. We've seen at least five or six sources in the Netziv about the inyan of chesed and its relationship to peace. There is another important, very, very important teaching. Something that I think is perhaps the most important teaching in the entire Sefer of the Netziv, if I can be so audacious and say such a thing. The Netziv tells us something which Yumamish, he could have written this in our door. And it reflects something that's a real malady of our door, and something that hopefully those of us in the room will be the Rosh HaMedabrim to fix this as we see it throughout our lives. The Netziv tells us, says the Gemara, Zeru is Sefer Nikra Sefer Bereishis. This is the Netziv's Hakdama to Bereishis. Nikra b'fiyah nevi'im, Sefer HaYashar. Sefer Bereishis. You know that Vayikra is called what? Toras Kohanu. Do you know that Bereishis also has a name? It's called Sefer HaYashar. Kedi'isa b'mesechas avodas kochavim avodazara. Al shnei mikros b'sefer Yoshua. Halohi k'suva al Sefer HaYashar. What's that pasuk referring to? So the Gemara has a bunch of different suggestions. It's referring to Bereishis, who are referred to as Yisharim. Shenemar, Tamos Nafshi, Mos Yisharim. Who said that? Bilam, right, we learned about that already. V'yesh lahavin, hatam, lama kara Bilam, es avoseinu b'shem Yisharim. Why did he refer to the avos as Yisharim? Lo tzadikim, chasidim. Why did he call them Yisharim? V'gam, lama mechuna zeh sefer b'yichud b'kino Yisharim. Why is this sefer called Sefer HaYashar? Bilam his foul atzmoshi achriso kimo bali zeakinoi. Why? We also say about Hashem, Hatsur Tomim Paolo, Kikol Durachav Mishpat. Right? How does the pasuk end? Tzadik v'yasharhu. Deshevach Yashar Hu Nemar Lahatzik Din HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechomrim Bayasheni. So why? Why is he referred to as Yashar? So why? Why was it Yashar what he did? Because there was a problem with Chorban Bayasheni. Because even though the people in the Bayis Sheni were tzaddikim, chassidim, the amalei Torah, they learned Torah, they were holding in Shas. So why? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Ach lo hayu yisharim b'halichos olamim. But they weren't yisharim. What does that mean, they weren't yisharim? Mipnei sinas chinam shebelibam. Zeh zeh. Chashtu, what happened? We said that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. What does that mean? People were just like yelling things at each other and throwing things? No. It's a much, much scarier sinas chinam. Especially for us. What was the sinas chinam? They looked at others. They didn't look out into the street and hate people who weren't from. They looked at other from Jews. And they said, he's being noheg with a different shita in Yiras Shamayim. This guy, he's a tzduki v'apikores. This guy is a different mahalach. He looks at Judaism differently. Different hashkafa. He dresses differently. He's an apikores. He's a tzduki. Throw him out of the Beis Medrash. V'al zeh ha'yitzidu kadin. Sh'akadosh Baruch Hu yashar hu v'enu sovel tzadikim ke'elu. Listen to that line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yashar. He cannot stand such tzadikim. Tzadikim will look at other Jews and say, that's the wrong derech, that's the wrong malach, that's the wrong malach. This doesn't mean that we don't have chinuch, that we don't educate people about what we feel is the proper derech. You can always speak about what's proper, what's the right derech. You could tell your child, we were brought up in this malach, and this is what we believe, and we think we should dress this way, and these are our people that we look up to, and these are the yeshivas we send to. Beseder, very nice, okay. But not al cheshbon others, to put others down, and say, that's not who we are. Say who you are. Not who you're not. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yasher Hu Ve'enu Sovel Tzadikim Ke'elu Ela Ba'ofen Shehocha Mederach HaYasher Gam Belichos Olam Ve'lo Ba'ak Mimus. They shouldn't be krum. And krum here means off. That they aren't straight. They're bent. A tzadik who's yasher and is a person who doesn't look towards others negatively. V'zeh HaYesheva Ha'avos. And this was the great Milo of the Avos. Shemulvad shayut tzadikim v'chassidim v'ohavei Hashem. Yes, they were also tzadikim and also chassidim. But, od hayu yisharim. They were noeg even with the umos ha'olam. Afilu ovdei alilim m'chu'arim. Even horrible, disgusting ovdei kochavim. Tribal idol worshippers. Even with them. When they acted with them, it was ba'ahava. V'chashu l'tovasam, and they cared about their good well-being. As we find that, what did Avram do? He was crying his soul out, his heart out, for who? For the Anshei Stone. This is the Maila of the Avos, and this is what it means to be a Yasher. And here, the Nitziv is teaching us the importance of tolerance. The importance of realizing that not to say that others are necessarily right. He doesn't say that Avram said that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah were right, or that they were correct. And yeah, let's all sing and dance together because who cares? You have your Shita, I have my Shita. Live and let live. Let's just do whatever we want. This is not what the Nitziv is advocating. We can disagree. And we can teach our children that's not our derech, that we're not going to do exactly like this. But you don't have to put the others down. You don't have to say that this is apikarsis and this is off. This is the famous Nitziv in his Psicha to Sefer Bereishis. There's another important yisod I want to learn from the Nitziv, and we're going to end with this. And this is also a very, very important concept. We're going to begin in Devarim, Perek Yud, Parshas Ekev, and Pasuk Yud Zayin. Tells us something very strange. Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokei Elokim, Ba'adonei Ha'adonim. Those of you who were with us back in the beginning of the year, when we learned about the Ramban, and about spiritual physics, so we learned that what it means, Elokei Elokim, that Hashem is the master over all the forces, Adonai Adonim, Hakel Agadol Agibor Vanora Asher Lo Yisafanim Lo Yikach Shochad. What does it mean that Hashem doesn't take a bribe? See, the Amikdavar says the Rambam is already mayor that this is a little bit strange. What does this mean? How can you have a seer in your mind that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a shochad? Elokoy Al Hazar Shavar Afchem Hanemar LeMisnoig BeChasidus. Says the Nitziv, next column, And this is referring to acting with chassidus, which is lamala miteva ha'enoshi. When you go beyond the letter of the law, you act like a tzaddik that's way beyond the letter of the law. Certainly it's impossible that there should be a tzivoy, that everybody should be a chassid, absolute tzaddik who goes beyond the letter of the law. Then it wouldn't be beyond the letter of the law, right? The law is the law, and you're going beyond the letter of the law. We can't be mitzavi to go beyond the letter of the law. It's not shayach. The masses can't do that. And a person who does do this, because of his pure love for God, hareza shochad. This is bribing God. You're bribing God. You're doing extra for Him. You're slipping Him an extra 20. You're doing a little bit more for Him. You're doing more. You're going beyond the letter of the law. Aval mikol makom. So what does it mean that Hashem doesn't take shochad? What does that mean? I can do that. I can do go beyond the letter of the law. I can slip God an extra 20. So what does that mean? Hashem doesn't take shochad. Mikol makom lo yinakeh im eino holech al pi chukei haTorah v'hamitzvos. If you try to slip the 20 because you want to cut the line, you do the extra chumrah, but you don't do the basic. You don't keep the halacha, chukei haTorah. Hashem's not going to accept it. Al kocha lo yikach shochad mimishem is gaber al teva enoshi umanish im enum is halach b'chassidus kfiat Torah b'hamitzvos. If a person tries to be a really big chassid, so he stays up until 3 o'clock in the morning, steiging away, and then he sleeps through Shachris. So that is when Hashem says, Lo yikach shochad. Hashem's not going to accept your learning. If you needed to go to sleep at 12 in order to get on time, so from 12 to 3, Hashem's not accepting that learning. You think you got really big schuyos for your extra learning until 3 o'clock in the morning, then you miss Shachris, and you slept until 10 o'clock, and you miss Sovzman Tefillah, and then you forgot whatever to do? That's not going to be acceptable by Hashem. You want to be a big chassid, you want to be a big tzaddik, you have a lot of religious passion, and you really want to express it. How should you express it? Through the mitzvos. Don't go above the mitzvos before you've gotten down the mitzvos themselves. If you flip to the next page, he actually tells us, oh, actually, the next page I think is the quote from Mekel Avicha V'Yazreka, from Bereishis, that we quoted earlier, so you can put that in the right order. And the next one, in Shmini, we're told about what happens in Shmini, excuse me, the death of Nadav Aviv. So he tells us, that why did they go in? The Netziv tells us in the bottom, in the Harchev Dover, they were nichnasu b'derech echad shel Avas Hashem. They went in purely for Avas Hashem. They were burning with passion for God. In fact, he tells us that that's a drush on the idea that they brought an Eish Zara. Eish, he says, al pi drush, is their burning passion. They had a burning passion to serve Hashem. That's the Eish Zara they brought in. But why is it an Eish Zara? Because they weren't following protocol. Their tremendous passion made them want to come close to Hashem, but they weren't following the rules and the regulations of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says in the bottom. At the bottom of the paragraph. They knew that this wasn't the halacha, but they thought because of their tremendous tshuka of Avas Hashem, Motzu es levavim lasos mashlo nitztavu. They did what wasn't halacha because they thought it was justified because of the fact that they had such a passion and an emestic passion to come close to Hashem. And this, unfortunately, is something that's so misunderstood nowadays, that we think that when, as soon as we have a tremendous passion for something, so it allows us to break the rules. Actually, in this past week's parsha, the Sforno said that there's a special tzivoy in the Kohanim to be careful with the kachim of Kal Yisrael. Why? Because since they're Kohanim, they're going to think that that gives them entitlement, their extra Kedusha. And in fact, it doesn't give them entitlement. What does it give them? Responsibility. The more you elevate, guys, in Avodas Hashem, and in Mailuz, the more it's mechai of you. It doesn't entitle you to more. Our greatest gedolim, our greatest tzaddikim, were the most medakdek in mitzvos. We all like to run around and buy like expensive esrogs because that makes us feel like we're really frum. We didn't learn any of the Shulchan Aruch about esrog, but we're running around buying ourselves a 400 shekel esrog. Now I'm not here to say you shouldn't buy yourself a 400 shekel esrog. You should. But after you learn from the Shulchan Aruch and learn all the halachas and all the hidurim, so that you know why you're buying a 400 shekel esrog. And you certainly shouldn't buy a $400 shekel, $400 etrog, if you haven't yet given your tzedakah and you haven't done all the basic mitzvot that are required upon you. You could buy yourself a $200 etrog, or a $100 etrog, or a $50 etrog, and it could still be very mehudah. We have to have our priorities straight. We have passion, and that's great that we have passion. We have to channel it properly. I'm sorry, the volume of Bamidbar was, as you see, I've been trying to stay, there's a shita that I have in general, I like it when you have the actual tzura of the svara. I think it makes it more able to connect to when you're learning. But the Sefer Bamidbar volume was missing from the shelf in the yeshiva, so I had to do these from the computer. I'll just tell it to you outside, because we're running out of time. The Netziv tells us regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis that the reason why the tzitzis have our tchelas on it, and again, I might not be saying it exactly correctly. I didn't get a chance to look over it again, but I think the yesod is correct. You could take a look inside to make sure I'm getting it exactly correct. He tells us that the idea of having the psil of tchelas is there in order to remind us always to look towards the heavens. To remember always that we need to have the lava, which is the regular stuff. Has to always, you get all excited about the, you know, the light blue is what all of Tzfat is colored in. And it's a perfect muscle for what we're talking about. Because we all get excited about Tzfat, the purity and the spirituality of Tzfat. But you have to remember that besides Tzfat, there's also Tzfat. But there's also Yerushalayim, and there's also Bnei Brak, and there's also Shalavim, and there's also, not that there's no learning going on in Tzfat, but if Tzfat is the dugma of spirituality, so you have to remember that it's nice to go up to Tzfat once in a while also. But it's also important that you have within your diet of Torah, you have learning, and you're grounded in the halacha, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that's representative of this, that's why it's so important to have this balance between the tcheles and the lavan. Because the lavan represents the standard things that we have to do all the time, the basic halacha, and the psil tcheles, as the Ramban tells us, is the beyond, is the connecting beyond, reaching for the highest, highest levels of spirituality. In fact, we all know that Korach came and said, I want the whole talus to be blue. And in fact, the Netziv tells us that what was the sin of the, not, he goes through each of the sin, what was the sin of the 250 people with their fire pans? What were they doing? The same sin. Misguided religious passion. And therefore, perhaps it's so appropriate that they had the talus kul tcheles, because that was representative of, we want pure spirituality. We don't want the rules. We just want to connect to Hashem. It's beautiful to connect. But you have to remember always that it has to be done al pi derech haTorah. This is the famous that they bring down from the they tell you from many, many about the sin of Chet HaEgel. Extreme example of misguided passion that led them far afield. Led them very far afield. That Amik Dabur that I quoted, Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharim, is on the bottom of this printed out page. You'll have a chance to be able to take a look at that. And I just want to end with one very beautiful ha'ara that he makes here in the piece. If I totally butchered what he says about the tcheles, so we'll have it from the Ramban, we have it from other places. I think the Yesod is correct. But he does say something here amazing in Amik Dabur about tzitzis. And I want to end with this piece. Because I think it gives a brand new perspective on a story that we're familiar with, a chazal, and also I think will really highlight what we're talking about tonight. And this is where we're told that Avram is deep in meditation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding receiving nevuah. And what happens? Three passerbyers pass by Avram's tent. Three strangers walk by Avram's tent. And what does Avram do? He leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he goes to do Hachnasas Orchim. What do Chazal learn from here? Gedola Hachnasas Orchim Yosur me Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Says the Netziv, what does this mean? What does this mean? How can it be greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? What it means is, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina is the icing. It's the deep spirituality. It's the beyond the letter. It's the mysticism. It's beyond. It's connecting. And that's beautiful. But it can't come al cheshbon hachnasas orchim. You first have to do what's mutal on you. First you learn what you need to learn. First you do halacha. And then you want to do the chumrah. Then you want to go beyond. Bezrat Hashem, we'll all have that schus to do that. But make sure you have your priorities set straight. Gedol hachnasas orchim yoser ve'kabalas pnei hashchina. So we learned three very important sugyas tonight in the writings of the Netziv. I hope perhaps it has inspired you to start looking at the Hamikdavar once in a while. And Be'ezras Hashem next week. What are we up to for next week?